Hey everyone, Susan Michonne here, the Techie Mentor and host of the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things VA in bite-sized episodes without any fluff or filler, just the stuff that gets results. Join me as we embark on the VA freedom journey together, escaping soul-sucking jobs and mastering the skills that empower true freedom. It's time to break free and build a life on your terms. So let's dive in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's hot topic, if you will, is AI and how it's really reshaping our industry, and our industry would be the freelancing VA consultant industry. And first off, I just want to talk about how it is really kind of shaking things up in the admin space. And if you're doing repetitive type tasks, unfortunately, AI is slowly chipping away at those because it is a time saver. It is also reducing errors. But I think the biggest thing is cost efficiency. It costs less, unfortunately, to have AI do some of the tasks that right now are human-based. But this is an opportunity for you, if you're offering admin-based services, to look at how you can scale your business to offer what I would call creative and strategic type tasks. Because here's the thing, AI can only do so much. It's really good at repetitive type tasks, but it isn't good at creative and strategic type work. It's just not its jam. And so it can handle repetitive stuff, which allows you to diversify your offerings and even scale your offerings to go into more problem solving and strategic type services. So what do I mean by that? So creative services could be anything around design, whether it's website design, whether it's branding, whether it's even copywriting, because AI can do so much with copywriting, but it sounds like a machine, even if it does kind of infuse your voice. So there's still that aspect that the human element is needed in copywriting. So that's creative. But then you have strategic. So strategic has to do with planning and managing. So that would be more on the technology side. So your tech stack, for instance, or clients' tech stacks, having them, helping them understand what they need for their tech stack and helping them make the strategic decisions for what's best for them. And that also comes with really anything under the digital marketing tech side. So creative and strategy type services are really under the digital marketing space. And it's not just digital marketing, but it's also the digital marketing techs. So this will help you with clients make decisions based on what they need. So strategic business or decision-making, can't talk today. It could also help you come up with personalized solutions that are specific to a client's needs. So realize that AI isn't going to take away from the creative or strategic space. That's where we're needed. That's where we can come in. And we can lean on AI to help us with repetitive type tasks and free up our time to be able to do more of what we love to do, whether that's working, whether that's vacationing, whether that's spending time with our family. That is really an asset. So look at AI as more of a collaborative partner, not as a replacement. It may be chipping away at some things, but that gives you the opportunity to step up and scale your business to offer more diversity in your business when it comes to your service offerings. And then you want to focus on that creative and strategic type task. Now, for me, again, creative and strategic is really all about digital marketing, because there is creativity when it comes to helping clients design a tech stack or a website or a funnel or copy for a website or copy for a web page. So leaning into the creative and strategic side of digital marketing is really where I would say our industry is starting to focus, moving away from the admin, but really now moving more into the strategic and creative side of things. If you think you're not strategic or you think you're not creative, think again, because it comes in so many sizes and shapes. I mean, I used to think I wasn't creative, but just because I can't draw or write doesn't mean I'm not creative. That's just not my space. And same thing with strategic. I'm a very strategic thinker. So I love all things strategy. So you could think of that's my creativity. So don't get stuck in thinking that, you know, creativity and strategic thinking comes in specific shapes and sizes. It really is not cookie cutter. So I guess my takeaway here is if you're offering admin-only services, look at how you can scale your business and move into the more creative and strategic type task, especially in the digital marketing arena. If you want more information from that, I'm happy to discuss it with you. So feel free to reach out. And then also, lean on AI as a collaborative partner because it can really shortcut so many different things for you to offer more valuable services to your clients. So I hope you found this helpful. I'd love to hear from you if you're using AI. I use AI all the time. I love it for idea inspiration. I'm also kind of wordy, so I love that it can shrink what I'm trying to say into something a lot less wordy. So I use ChatGPT. That's my choice, but I know there's many options out there. And I, like I said, I love it because it really helps me bounce ideas and brainstorm things that maybe I'm in my head too much and I just need some direction. So again, thank you for listening. And as always, I'll see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights. And remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. See you next time.